20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Written by Jules Verne. Narrated by B.J. Harrison. Translated from the original French by F.P. Walter. A complete, unabridged translation of 20 milieux sous les mers by Jules Verne, based on the original French texts published in Paris by J. Hetzel et Compagnie over the period 1869-71. Verne's title. The French title of this novel is 20 milieux sous les mers. This is accurately translated as 20,000 leagues under the seas, rather than the sea, as with many English editions. Verne's novel features a tour of the major oceans, and the term leagues in its title is used as a measure not of depth, but distance. Editor. Introduction. The deepest parts of the ocean are totally unknown to us, admits Professor Aronnax early in this novel. What goes on in those distant depths? What creatures inhabit, or could inhabit, those regions 12 or 15 miles beneath the surface of the water? It's almost beyond conjecture. Jules Verne, 1828-1905, published the French equivalents of these words in 1869, and little has changed since. 126 years later, a Time cover story on deep-sea exploration made much the same admission. Quote, "We know more about Mars than we do about the oceans," unquote. This reality begins to explain the dark power and otherworldly fascination of 20,000 Leagues Under the Seas. Born in the French river town of Nantes, Verne had a lifelong passion for the sea, first as a Paris stockbroker, later as a celebrated author and yachtsman. He went on frequent voyages to Britain, America, the Mediterranean. But the specific stimulus for this novel was an 1865 fan letter from a fellow writer, Madame Georges Sand. She praised Verne's two early novels, 5 Weeks in a Balloon, 1863, and Journey to the Center of the Earth, 1864. Then added, quote, "Soon I hope you'll take us into the ocean depths, your characters traveling in diving equipment perfected by your science and your imagination," unquote. Thus inspired, Verne created one of literature's great rebels, a freedom fighter who plunged beneath the waves to wage a unique form of guerrilla warfare. Initially, Verne's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?